David would praise God because he had many times and all along found him his refuge in the day of trouble. He that is all this to us is certainly worthy of our best affections, praises, and services. The trials of his people will end in joy and praise. When the night of affliction is over, they will sing of the Lord's power and mercy in the morning. This is a quote coming to you from Matthew Henry. But before going further, I want to reiterate what Matthew Henry said. He said, the trials of his people will end in joy and praise. Let me ask you today, are you going through a trial of your faith? Are you facing trials? Well, I want to tell you that trial is going to end in joy and praise. When the night of your affliction is over, you will sing of the Lord's power and mercy in the morning. In this broadcast, we are continuing the theme of resolutions in our new series entitled In the Beginning Was the Word. In this particular broadcast, we will cover the new subject of praising the Lord as we deal with resolution number 34 as found in Psalm 59 verses 16 through 17, which says, but I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Now, as we look at 16 and 17, those two verses, you have to wonder what was going on in David's life at the time when he penned these words. Well, as we look over Psalm 59, we find that the situation at hand was that David was under severe attack of the enemy. We find him writing words like this: mine enemies rise up against me. He called them the workers of iniquity, bloody men. They lie in wait for my soul. The mighty are gathered against me. There he was referring to Saul and his mighty men. They are gathered against me. They run and prepare themselves without my fault. Now, with this going on in David's life, we go to verse 16, and this is what he said. Even though enemies were out to destroy him, Saul was out to kill him, this is what he said. But I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. What he was going to do in the midst of his enemies, in the presence of his enemies, he was resolved, I will praise the Lord. I will praise. And the manner of his praise was, he said, I'm going to sing. I will sing in the presence of my enemies. Now, singing is a natural expression of joy. And the last thing you really want to do when the enemy is closing in on you, wants to kill you, is overwhelming you, you're oppressed of the enemy, the last thing you want to do is sing. But that's the very thing that David was resolved to do in the presence of his enemies. He said, but I will sing. And not only that, he said, But I will sing aloud. He said, I'm not going to whisper. I'm not going to whimper. I'm not going to make this some quiet thing. I'm going to sing aloud in the presence of my enemies. I'm going to make my boast in the Lord. And I am going to seek to enkindle a spirit and worship, a spirit of worship in others. I'm going to sing aloud. I want everybody to hear this. I want my enemies to hear me praising. And I want to stir up in the saints. I want them to catch fire, catch on fire, and get that fire. And let's all start worshiping the Lord in the presence of the enemies. So he said, I will sing aloud. And he said, I will sing aloud in the morning. Morning there is an emblem of deliverance from trial. He was speaking in faith. He said that I believe God, the God that I serve, this is the way he is. He will bring me out. I know that he's going to turn my darkness of night of suffering into the light of morning of gladness. I will sing aloud in the morning. Morning is coming. And I will sing unto God. I'm going to direct my praise to him, to his honor and glory. And then we see that the manner of praise was, I will sing. And the theme of his praise, he chose as the theme of his praise, God's power and God's mercy. He said, but I will sing of thy power. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy. When he said, but I will sing of thy power, that word power could be interchanged with the word strength. Either way, saying I'll sing of God's power or God's strength. Now, he was singing of the power of God, the strength of God, because no doubt God was keeping him alive. He was kept by the power of God, but he also believed that God was going to manifest his power in rescuing him totally from all danger. Now, the Bible talks much of the power of God. In fact, Psalm 145 verses 10 through 11 says, all thy works shall praise thee, and thy saints shall bless thee. They shall talk of thy power. You know what saints do? They talk of God's power. Now, as a saint of God, you should be talking of God's power. But I'm afraid that many of God's saints, they talk of what the enemy's doing. They talk about their problems, their situation at hand. But no, the Bible says that the saints talk of God's power. We need to really start talking about God's power in the presence of our enemies. Listen to these verses of scripture that mention God's power. Exodus 32:11, which thou hast brought forth out of the land of Egypt with great power. Deuteronomy 4:37, brought thee out with his mighty power out of Egypt. 2 Kings 17 verse 36, but the Lord who brought you up out of the land of Egypt with great power. Notice those adjectives, mighty power, great power. 2 Chronicles 25:8, for God has power to help. Psalm 147 verse 5, great is our Lord and of great power. Isaiah 40:26, for that he is strong in power. Jeremiah 10:12, he has made the earth by his power. Nahum 1:3, great in power. Exodus 15:6, thy right hand, O Lord, is become glorious in power. Job 37:23, touching the Almighty, we cannot find him out. He is excellent in power. So we see that the references saying that he is of great power, mighty power, He is strong in power, great in power, glorious in power, excellent in power. It's no wonder that David resolved in the presence of his enemies. He said, but I will sing of thy power. But not only that, he went on to say, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy. And when he used the word mercy there, he was talking about God's goodness, his kindness, his favor. Mercy, it's from the mercies of God that we draw our chief encouragement, hope, and consolation. Psalm 31:7 says, I will be glad and rejoice in thy mercy, for thou hast considered my trouble. Thou hast known my soul in adversities. Psalm 86:13, for great is thy mercy toward me, and thou hast delivered my soul from the lowest hell. Psalm 89:1, I will sing of the mercies of the Lord forever. So we see in Psalm 59, verse 16, where David talks about God's power and God's mercy. They were both the themes of his praise. But it's just not in Psalm 59. We find David coupling the power and the mercy of God in other verses of scripture. Listen to Psalm 62:11-12. This is what it says. God has spoken once, twice have I heard this, that power belongeth unto God. Also unto thee, O Lord, belongeth mercy. Do you see that? Power belongs unto God. Also mercy belongs unto God. Then Psalm 63, verses 2-3. To see thy power and thy glory, so as I have seen thee in the sanctuary, because thy loving kindness, or that's a word for mercy, is better than life, my lips shall praise thee. So David made the theme of his praise the power of God and the mercy of God. He said, in the midst of his enemies, in the presence of his enemies, he said, but I will sing of thy power, O Lord. Yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy. So what is David telling us through this verse of scripture? He is telling us that if you are being attacked by the enemy, if you are going through great trials of your faith, you need to praise God for his power and for his mercy. Both should be the subject matter of your song, and both justly will be the everlasting praise of all the saints. In eternity, we're going to be singing of the power of God and the mercy of God. Listen to Matthew Henry, what he had to say. He, meaning David, would praise him because he had many a time and all along found him his defense and his refuge in the day of trouble. God brings his people into trouble that they may experience his power and mercy in protecting and sheltering them, and may have occasion to praise him. Okay, let me just reiterate here what Matthew Henry said. Notice, maybe you missed this. Let me just say it another time in case you missed it. God brings his people into trouble that they may experience his power and mercy and may have occasion to praise him. Are you in trouble today? Are you facing some kind of trouble? Well, let me tell you, God has brought you into this trouble so that you may experience his power and mercy and have occasion to praise him. Also, listen to what Matthew Henry had to say further. Power without mercy is to be dreaded. Mercy without power is not what a man can expect much benefit from. but God's power by which he is able to help us and his mercy by which he is inclined to help us will justly be the everlasting praise of all the saints. Okay, let's look further at this quote of what Matthew Henry said here. Power without mercy, that's something to be dreaded. But mercy without power, you can't really expect much benefit from that. But here we have God's power coupled with his mercy. God's power by which he is able to help us. His power makes him able to help us. It's his mercy that he's inclined to help us. It's his mercy that moves him to help us. And both the power and the mercy of God will be the everlasting praise of all the saints. Now here David joins these two attributes very well. And once again, the power can be said, the strength of God. Okay, so he joins strength or power with mercy. Now you take strength or power away from God and he can't protect you. If you remove mercy away from God, then he will not protect you. Both must go together in anyone that's going to defend another. So here we have strength, power, coupled with mercy. The strength, power of God shows that he can do it. The mercy of God shows us that he will do it. And David found God to be both. For both he extolled the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Thank God for his power and his mercy. Now also at this time I want to point out two contrasting times that David makes reference to here. He said, but I will sing of thy power, yea, I will sing aloud of thy mercy in the morning. For thou hast been my defense and refuge in the day of my trouble. Okay, so you have in the morning contrasted with in the day of my trouble. When he referred to in the morning, that's the time when light dawns, when troubles are over, when the night of calamity passes by. And that night is emblematic of sorrow, distress, trouble. But here comes the morning, here comes deliverance. And we see this exemplified in 1 Samuel 19, verses 11 to 12, which is what this psalm is referring to. In this passage, 1 Samuel 19, 11 to 12, Saul sent messengers unto David's house to watch him and then to slay him in the morning. But Michal, David's wife, let him down through a window and he fled and escaped. So this is what he's talking about in the morning. But then David said, in the day of my trouble, this is when he faced small means, feeble help, and the force and the fraud of his enemies was what he had to contend with. This was the day of my trouble. Psalm 77, 2 says, in the day of my trouble, I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. Now, let me tell you, if you are facing, you're going through the day of your trouble right now, you're in the day of your trouble, I want to let you know that morning is coming. Your morning is coming. Okay, and lastly, we want to look at something else that David is teaching us through Psalm 59. Here in verse 9, Psalm 59, 9, he said this, because of his strength will I wait upon thee, for God is my defense. Then in verse 17, he said, unto thee, O my strength, will I sing, for God is my defense and the God of my mercy. Okay, In verse 9, he said, because of his strength or his power will I wait upon thee. Because of your strength, because of your power, Lord, I will wait upon thee. What did he mean, wait upon thee? That word means I will watch for thee. I will look to you. I will fix my eyes on you. I will focus my attention on you, Lord. And then in verse 17, he said, unto thee, O my strength, will I sing. Because he waited on the Lord. In verse 9, he looked to the Lord. He focused on the Lord. He fixed his eyes on the Lord for his salvation. Then he was able to say, unto thee will I sing. So we see an order here. Waiting leads to singing. If you fix your eyes on Jesus, you keep your focus on Jesus, you look to Jesus, it will end up in praise. You will end up praising him for the answer that will come. Listen to what the biblical illustrator said. If you have waited while in the middle of trouble, you will be sure to sing after it, and perhaps even during it. What comes of waiting? Waiting passes into singing. My strength, I will wait upon thee. My strength, I will sing unto thee. In the future lies the certainty that all's going to end in the rapture of praise. But right now in the present time, while you're facing trouble, you have to keep up that attitude of watchfulness. Even though evil and danger is all around you, keep looking to Jesus. And a quiet assurance will glow in your heart as to how things are going to end. You're waiting in the present is going to be substituted by praise in the future. Now, David had to make a definite resolution to look away from everything else to God. He had to say, I will wait upon thee. There was a great deal that was tempting him to look elsewhere. And if he didn't have a resolution, a determination, a made up mind to wait upon Jesus, upon God, then what would have happened was he would have been weakened by looking at his foes and not at his fortress. Looking at his difficulties and inward weakness rather than looking at his strength. So because he waited upon the Lord, he was able to sing unto the Lord. What is David telling you today? Today, if you will watch, you will wait upon the Lord. You will fix your eyes on Jesus. You will watch him, wait on him, look to him for your salvation. Then tomorrow, you are sure to praise him. You will sing unto him. Our time is up for today's broadcast, but I encourage you, stay tuned for our next teaching as we continue our study of resolutions as found in the book of Psalms. This is Connie Giordano with Walking in Truth Ministry, praying that all who hear this message will set their gaze on Jesus with steadfastness and expectancy, knowing that today's watching will assuredly turn into tomorrow's praise. In Jesus' name, amen.